In today's podcast, we talk about sacrifice versus obedience. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, truth bomb about me, I'm a romantic if I don't say so myself. I love poetry and music. In fact, I even wrote a poem in Spanish for my wife when we first started dating. It was called Belleza es tu nombre, means beauty is your name. And now my wife and I have been married for almost 18 years, and it took me more than half of those before I realized that she actually preferred that I clean the house over writing her a song or getting her flowers. Now, because I'm a romantic, I always imagined that romance was the best way to her heart. But her love language is acts of service. You guys, it's important to know what actually pleases when we're trying to do just that. Saul's sin was a sin directly related to this issue of trying to please God in his own way instead of the way that God himself desired. Let's read about King Saul and this whole scenario as Samuel delivers instructions from God to him. In 1 Samuel 15, starting in verse 3, "Now go and strike Amalek and devote to destruction all that they have. Do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." They're the clear instructions from God, you guys. God had chosen all of Amalek for destruction and none to be saved. Yeah, it sounds harsh, but it was the commandment of God. So let's see what Saul decides to do, starting in verse 8. "And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and devoted to destruction all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fattened calves and the lambs and all that was good and would not utterly destroy them. All that was despised and worthless they devoted to destruction." So you guys, Saul made a judgment call that it was best that the king live and be a captor, and that they save the best of the animals for a sacrifice to God. I mean, that sounds so God-honoring, right? Desiring to sacrifice these things to God. But what's wrong with this description? Well, let's keep reading. 1 Samuel 15, starting in verse 22. "And Samuel said, 'Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king.'" Do you guys hear that? To obey is better than sacrifice. I believe the sin of Saul is a lesson for us all. One of the convictions, you guys, that the Lord laid on my heart a couple years ago was regarding my offering versus my obedience. I had spent so many years in life and ministry doing it all in a way that I thought would lift God's name, Jesus' name on high, and that would get him what I believed he was after. That sounds awesome and God glorifying, right? I spent my life for God's glory is the type of thing that you would want on your tombstone. However, the rebuke that I received from the Lord was that I was more Saul than I was David. David was a man after God's own heart. And I was spending so much of my energy working to get God his glory that I stopped focusing on getting God what he actually commanded. He had put the poor on my heart for most of my life. He had commanded caring for the most vulnerable over and over again, not only on my heart, but throughout his word. He commands all of us that making disciples would be our primary priority above all. And I didn't disregard those, but they became things that I hoped and prayed would happen and not things that I was actively focusing on as a priority. Saul decided that his way was better than God's. He decided that it was okay to slightly change and in his mind improve the directions of the Lord. And he paid the price. Are we more creative than we are obedient? Will we make sure that we elevate above our thoughts above about ministry, our creative ways to reach people, our decisions for how we will be used? Elevate above all of that, first and foremost, obedience to what God has specifically commanded each of us. If we make those our aim, our target, then we can be most assured that at the end of it all, we will hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've done what I've commanded, not just what you think would please me." And let's be clear, God wants servants more than innovators. Let's pray right now and ask not only for his forgiveness as we've gone about it our own ways, but for his help to help us to go about it his way. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that steadily, consistently reminds us of our needfulness of you, of our needfulness of repentance. So like right now, Lord God, we repent. We repent for the ways that we have focused on trying to innovate and create and not simply be obedient to the things that you very clearly commanded us to. Not that innovation and creativity is a sin, but when it is above obedience, it has become a sin. Lord God, let us not fall into the idolatrous ways where we place ourselves on the throne. Lord God, help us to be obedient in all things to you, Lord God. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy that rests on us as we don't do it all right. But we thank you for your spirit that empowers us to continually grow in obedience, to grow in Christ-likeness, and to please you more and more. Lord God, we love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. I hope that you are encouraged and challenged to lower our own creative thoughts and elevate our commandments, like the commandments that God has on our lives, Lord. I know that as we do that, you guys, that we're not only gonna bless his heart, but we're actually gonna find more fruitfulness in the things that we're chasing after because we're guaranteeing his blessing on them. So let's be about that business today. If you're listening, subscribe wherever you're listening. If you're watching, like and follow on that or subscribe if it's on YouTube. And leave a comment. I love to engage with you guys there. If you need prayer, I can't wait to be praying for you. Armand@unshacklednetwork.org for prayer. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.